From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In hundreds of cities in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Welcome to the program. I hope you, well, if you're just tuning in, you're in for a great hour. If you heard last hour, I hope you enjoyed it. You had a good one. Gave a little opening monologue about Jimmy Kimmel to Jimmy Kimmel, really. I'm tired of it, man. I'm tired of this condescension from these dopey liberals who know nothing about real life in America. And I don't know if people, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel didn't wake up one day, funny. He woke up, grew up somewhere, you know, and lives in America. And all of a sudden now, because he's a funny guy on TV, he's not anymore. He's mixed his politics with stuff. And that just ruins it for most people. And half of his audience is, you know, I just don't get it. Why would you want to lose half your audience? By alienating those folks. They're not going to invite you back in the house, and I don't understand that mentality. But then when you come after me and you come after my lifestyle and you don't know a damn thing about what you're talking about, well, you know, I've gotten a lot of emails from you about it. And it does matter when the pop culture icons, I don't know if he's an icon. Johnny Carson was an icon. Jimmy Kimmel will never be Johnny Carson, ever. There will never be another Clint Eastwood. There will never be another Johnny Carson. I mean, it's just that simple. The rest of them are just a bunch of wannabes. But this, the condescension with which they come after you and talk about you, and he gets on Good Morning America and starts talking about the gun nuts taking his comedy out of context. It wasn't taken out of context, Jimmy. Own what you did in the past with the Man Show. There's nothing out of context about it. Bunch of girls jumping around in bikinis. I mean, that it is what it is. It's not taken out of context. Your little bits that are running around the internet, you know, with the girls, you know, guess what's in my... None of that's taken out of context. Just own it. Those of us out there that are intellectually honest like me will tell you, hey, look, I get the humor. I understand it. All right? Yeah, I've laughed at all of you right in the past. Like to be able to keep laughing, but it's too late now. You're done. I won't watch you ever again. Not that I did anyway. But, You alienated half your audience, and I just don't understand the mentality that does that. Whatever. Makes no difference to me. Couldn't care less at this stage of the game, but don't come after my guns. Don't talk to me. Don't talk down to me from your little Hollywood mansion. Yeah, then we heard from Neil McCabe briefly from Big League Politics, telling us a little bit about the conversation he had. I don't want to give it all away. Just go back and listen to it. And then Dustin Solomon from Mentoring Shooters, the book Mentoring Shooters. I wrote the foreword for it, and it was great. I just got my copy signed in the mail the other day, and I love it. I love seeing my name on the book with some of the greatest instructors and greatest minds out there. And it was a real honor to be able to write the foreword and to be able to put it in perspective for you in real terms. I hope you pick the book up, Mentoring Shooters. It's available on Amazon. As he said, they're putting the sales page up now, but it's available right now today. Now, for the remainder of the hour, we go to the best of the best, man. We go to award-winning journalist and my great friend, A.W.R. Hawkins. A.W.R., of course, from Breitbart News. Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins. A.W.R., how you doing, man? You ready to cut loose?
Doing great. Great to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you. I just tweeted out that you were coming on, and I put a picture of a really angry pit bull on there, and I called you my favorite gun-grabber liberal slayer.
Right on.
Let's do it, and let's start with this. Let me go to Jimmy Kimmel. You probably didn't hear my opening monologue with Jimmy in the first hour. Doesn't mean anything. I just want to get your take because I know you know he's out there running his mouth. What do you think when you hear these condescending liberals come after us in real America? And I basically said in a nutshell, AWR, that we're not laughing with you, Jimmy. We're laughing at you. What do you tell somebody like that if you were talking to him right now?
Oh no, you basically said it right there. I mean, and we are laughing at him, and he's of no consequence, and he's hurting himself. He's diminishing his audience, and you've already said that. So the thing is, what he says doesn't matter, and now that he said it, it matters even less than it didn't matter when he first said it. And I know it sounds like I'm speaking in contradiction, but what I'm saying is, he's losing what little high ground he had, if he had any. It's gone. And he's made a fool out of himself. And when he came out after Vegas and he cried And, you know, it's not that it's bad to hurt for Vegas, don't get me wrong, but cried to beg for gun control. When he did that, he began a downward slide that hadn't stopped. And then, as you're saying, some of the tapes that have been revealed, things he had people do to him on the street corner and different things. I mean, he's a joke, and so that's it. He's of no consequence. And as a matter of fact, he's almost hit the point that if he keeps talking, that I might not even write it up. Because I'd have to ask my editor, but it might not even be worth writing up anymore. He has so diminished his brand over the course of 2 weeks.
Wow, that's a powerful statement coming from you and the award-winning. Now, listen, understand what you're hearing here. That's award-winning journalist at Breitbart, A.W.R. Hawkins. You read his stuff on the Drudge Report? I mean, this is, wow, okay, that's a bold statement, and it means an awful lot. All right, enough of Jimmy Kimmel. Let's put him back on the shelf where he belongs. I got to go here, back to Paul Ryan and the bump stocks for just a second, because the gun owners of America, my great friend Larry Pratt, who I had an opportunity to talk with just a couple weeks ago in Dallas, and I know you did as well. So good to see Larry Pratt. But he has basically come out, and you wrote it. I'll just give you the title of your piece, GOA to Paul Ryan, bump stock bans lead to magazine bans. And I've read I've read her bill, and it's mechanisms and devices. I mean, this is plural, AWR. That's 100% true, isn't it?
Right, yeah. She's written it in such a way that it goes beyond bump stocks the moment it is, the moment it's signed into law. And it wouldn't be any stretch at all to reach magazines with it. Wouldn't be any stretch at all. And that's what Gun Owners of America is warning about. They're like, hey, this is a fool's game here. You're chasing gun control for the sake of gun control. You're putting a lot of jeopardy. And Paul Ryan is apparently okay with gun control here. And by that, I mean he wants the ATF to issue new regulations or at least review the regulations. But, see, I support Gun Owners of America's position. We don't need regulations or legislation. Either one is gun control. And gun control is the last thing we need.
Let me quote, but I'd love to do this. I love to quote the pieces here as we move on from when we're going to do this for the hour. You got a bunch of them up here. But you point out in here, Pratt observed, quoting, the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution prevents the federal government from imposing any infringements upon our gun rights. If the Trump administration starts supporting infringements, even if they are so-called minor ones, it will weaken their ability and resolve to oppose the next set of infringements that come down the pike, unquote. And that's from Eric Pratt. But let me point this out and get your comment on this. It was not, forget Dianne Feinstein, we're going to go to her in a minute, but it was Nancy Pelosi who said, you're damn right it's a slippery slope. We want it to be a slippery slope. That's exactly what what Pratt was pointing out here in that statement, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. Once you take this step, it's going to be hard to stop the next step. That's what he's saying, and he's right. And the Democrats have already come out and said, you are right. It's going to be hard. We want it to be hard. That's what they want. They want to get Republicans in a situation where their backs are against the wall. And it's so stupid. We have the House, we have the Senate, we have the White House. But Paul Ryan argues from a point of weakness instead of a position of strength. Mitch McConnell is not even in the game. I don't know what he's doing. And so it's embarrassing. We have control. We could shut this down right now. Just let them know, say, hey, there won't be a vote on this. Be honest and say, look, Paul Ryan should say, look, these people have been waiting since January 3rd for a vote on national reciprocity. I haven't done that yet. You think I'm just going to pick this up immediately? No way. That's how you should talk to him and be done. And then he should pick up national reciprocity. He should pick up the Hearing Protection Act, get those things passed pronto.
Yeah, what he ought to do is make a statement with that. I have no confidence in him whatsoever at this stage of the game. Absolutely no confidence in him at all to do the right thing on not just this, but on a number of different levels. I believe the anti-Trump, their own personal disdain for Trump is now in the way. Having said that, though, I guess do I have enough time? 50? Yeah, I've got just enough. Maybe might have to get your answer when we come back. But having said that, did the NRA, I got to go to the NRA with you here, AWR, and let's maybe get the question out and maybe talk about this at length in the next segment, because Marion Hammer's out there making statements as well, too, that don't seem very helpful. Did the NRA hurt our position moving that legislation forward by coming out and seemingly giving the establishment Republicans like Ryan and McConnell cover for bump stock bans?
Right. Yes. If you want to answer now, I think they
just,
did.
Just
I think
start it out. Just start it out. Then we'll
yeah,
go
I think it's
it
a bad
segment.
Move because support for any type of gun control gives cover to people, these establishment Republicans who still think if they'll meet the left halfway, then everybody can be friendly. Well, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. When we come back, I want to get a little detailed with you. I want to ask you a little bit about Marion Hammer. Then I want to go into your other bunch of – but we're running out of – being told we're running out of time. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Tons to cover with him. We'll be back right after this.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and then he's the one who gets arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to safely own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version so you can listen in your car. I recorded it. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, rolling along with AWR Hawkins. Before we go back and go just flat out for it, I'm going to send you back over to armedandresponsible.com, please. Armedandresponsible.com. Take advantage of this while it's there. It's 100% free. We're keeping it up there for a little bit longer than we had planned because this thing is flying off the shelves. The PDF, 164 pages, answers a ton of questions. It's more information than I can give you. I've been giving you bullet points for the past couple weeks, learning how to detect attackers before they detect you. That essentially means how to avoid an ambush. It's not always possible, but you can learn about how to do it and stay awake, where to sit in restaurants, all kinds of fun stuff. 164 pages, full color, by some of the best writers in the country. And I also did the audio book for you. Put that into audio so that you can listen to it while you're driving down the road, on your way to grandma's house for Thanksgiving upcoming, whatever it is. All right? Make sure to go get it. Armedandresponsible.com. It's 100% free. The system doesn't always work in our favor. Remember that. So take this information while it's there. It's 100% free. Armedandresponsible.com. You'll also get the home defense checklist for free for a limited time. Take advantage of it while it's there. Armedandresponsible.com. AWR Hawkins, you agree that it's a mistake. I'm a little baffled by, you know, there's theory. I can come up with some theory here about why the NRA said what they said in their statement about it appearing to appease immediately. And the reason I say that they appeared to appease was because when you got Chuck Schumer, Pelosi, and Feinstein saying, hey, that's a great first step from the NRA, that stinks of appeasement, number one. Number two, Marion Hammer jumps out. And I love Marion Hammer. And writes an open letter to NRA Board of Directors. And she makes comments, the bump stock device used by the killer in the Vegas shooting converts a semi-auto rifle to a full auto rifle. That's false. That's not true. Anyone who has ever used a bump stock or watched a video demonstrating its use can only conclude that it is a converter. It is not. That's a false statement. And she goes on to talk about basically saying, just get rid of this. Now, is there a strategy in play here that I'm not aware of or that you picked up on since we've talked about it last?
No, not that I know of. It's a move. I'm like you. I say positive things about Marion. I say positive things about the NRA, for sure. But I think they've made a mistake here. And I don't see any redeeming quality to what they've done. And that's the best way I could say it. I see no redeeming quality. And I believe the main thing they've accomplished is that they've given cover to establishment Republicans who want to support gun control. But see, the only thing that's ever kept those people in check is fear of the NRA. Well, you know, on this issue, the NRA has gone their way, provided cover, so there's nothing to keep them in check now, nothing, except the power of the people. And by that, I don't mean that in a reckless way. I mean the people emailing them, calling them, letting them know, hey, when it comes time to vote again, I won't be voting for you if you support gun control. That's the only hope we have now to pull them back into where they need to be. That is these GOP establishment people. We have to pull them back where they need to be by just letting them know that we're not going to forget their gun control vote.
Yeah, this has long-term ramifications here. This isn't going to end with just this. I've been using that term, and I picked up something you just said. Let me put this back out to you, listener, and reiterate the point that you just heard AWR Hawkins make. I've been using the same term that they've been giving cover, and they have, but you just nailed it. They've removed the fear. They've taken that fear away. I've been saying they've given them plausible deniability. Hey, it's not a gun. Okay, we didn't ban a gun. It's just this goofy stock. It's an accessory. It's okay. Well, let me tell you something. Not only have they removed the fear from the establishment Republicans, you think it's going to come back automatically? You think they're just going to get scared of the NRA again? I mean, this is a mess right out of the box, and I'm worried they made a big mistake here. But we'll watch it play out. We'll see what happens. Like you said, voters aren't going to put up with it. So that's our stop right there. Our stopgap is the voters. So make sure you call your representatives and senators and let them know. Don't play games with this stuff.
And I always just like to say this. Make sure when you do it, you're polite, and because that otherwise they're not even going to listen to you. So make sure you call often, email often, write often, but be polite when you do it.
Yeah, one thing to point out, too, write a letter. You remember how to do that? Remember how to sit down and actually write a letter? Remember how to fold it? Remember how to stick it in an envelope and put a stamp on it? It gets to them. They read it. It sits on their desk. They see it. It has more impact than an email. It has more impact than leaving a message. Trust me on that one. All right. AWR, you wrote another one, and there's humor in this because it's so easy to turn these people on their heads. Gun violence researcher, confiscate high-capacity magazines, ban gun ownership for alcohol abusers. Oh, good heavens. Where do you even start here? Let me start with this. What's an alcohol abuser?
That's it. They love to use ambiguous terminology because it lets them fill in the blank when it's most convenient for them. And that is when they're in power. So you could never adopt this kind of rule. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's like the guy I wrote on that I know you're probably going to hit on. I don't want to jump ahead of you. But it's like the attorney, the law professor, who said that police should be able to knock on your door once you buy too many guns. What's too many?
Yep.
What's too many? See, this is the language of the left. And I'm startled. I know you are. I'm not startled. I'm humored a little bit. But when someone on the left says, he had 14 guns. Nobody needs 14 guns. It would be shocking to know how many Americans own far more than 14 guns. As a matter of fact, and I'm not talking about, I'm not going to make excuses for gun ownership, so I'm not even going to try to make an excuse, but it would be amazing to know how many farmers, ranchers, own 14 guns that they just keep in the ranch house. That's not what they have out in the barn or wherever. And, you know, these people are ignorant, and they think we're as ignorant as they are, but we're not.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, I got to go back to this. You know, in today's day and age, that little device you have in your pocket, you know, my first computer was a compact Presario that my parents gave me when they got a new computer. And I used that computer to start my business. I think it was 250 megabytes. What's the size of this thing? And I used it to start my business. My phone has got, Lord knows how much more power than that thing. To choose to be ignorant in today's day and age is stupidity.
Right.
Ignorance, when left unattended, breeds stupidity. Please don't be that person. Let me jump right over, because you're right, I was going there. You're talking about the interview with gun grabber Painter over on Tucker Carlson. I played the interview with him this past week and broke him down. It was easy to do, but his name is Richard Painter. So let me read you what he said. I don't think anybody's going to come up with a solution that's going to eliminate all gun violence, but we have to have a lot of it, and this keeps happening. At a minimum, we ought to have information on people like Mr. Paddock who are acquiring dozens of weapons over a very short period of time. It amazes me that the police didn't know that he was acquiring that many weapons over such a short period of time. That information ought to be available. And then Tucker went on to ask him basic questions that he couldn't answer. We have 30 seconds. Take that to the break, and then when we come back, I want to continue with it.
Well, that's it. And the thing is, he couldn't answer the basic questions, but he very quickly went from dozens of weapons to the Orlando Pulse gunman, who only had two weapons. So in the course of a 7-minute interview, he went from police should knock if you have too many. They should have knocked on Orlando Pulse gunman's door, but he only had two. That's how slippery that slope is.
It really, truly is. Perfect timing. I went through your piece on The Daily Show, and thank you for putting it out there. It was so timely and so important. When we come back, one more comment about that, because I want to ask AWR about what do liberals think when they say the police ought to know? The police ought to know. Are they calling for a police state? We'll be back right after this with AWR Hawkins. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and then he's the one who gets arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot. And that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to safely own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version so you can listen in your car. I recorded it. This life-changing guide is 100% free. And for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to Talladega, one of my favorite races of all time. And I love to go to Talladega. Been there more times than I care to count, quite frankly, but it's a blast, and I've been there with the race teams, and it's just so much fun. And I got to tell you, Eric Almirola, man, in that 43 car, know the crew pretty well. Boy, oh boy, to Lance and to Greg and Lance Hanna and Greg Donlin, you guys, and Angie Hanna, love you guys, man. And can't forget Richard Petty, came in fifth. A hell of a showing, man. I think he started 26th. Fantastic. So congratulations, guys. I know some of you are listening, and I appreciate it very much. Wow, coming down to the wire in NASCAR, I hate that. Golly, it just means racing season's over for another couple months. Got to wait back till February, Daytona. But that's okay. Get to go to Atlanta and hang out with the boys down in the pits for the day. So welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm glad you guys are tuned in. Love NASCAR. The NASCAR Nation and Armed American Radio are the best of friends. AWR Hawkins, you know what's fun about NASCAR? I can promise you there's a gun in every console of every truck in a NASCAR race parking lot. Would you care to take that bet with me?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to take that bet, no.
You know it's true. That's why, man. All right.
That's it.
It is. Let me go back to real quick and just kind of wrap up. Painter, is he calling for a police state when he says, well, the police ought to know this, and it's not the, it's the police's job. It's not the police's job. Tucker reminded him of that. Police are there to enforce the law. We elect lawmakers to make the law. It's not for police to make the law. What are they saying when they say that? Do they mind? Are they calling for a police state? Is that what he wants?
That's what it sounds like he's calling for, yes. But, I mean, it's not... It's very silly. The idea that police would know every time you buy a gun. See, he doesn't understand everything that goes into what he's saying. There's a gun registry involved in that. There's a database involved in that. There are all kinds of things that would be involved in that. And actually, Painter's a perfect picture of what our founding fathers wanted to save us from. They wanted to save us from these knee-jerk emotional reactions. That see, he would trade all our liberty in a heartbeat for a database. And
sorry about his luck.
It's not going to happen.
But why? What would make a person want to do that, particularly a law professor who certainly must understand the Bill of Rights, you would think? Would somebody be willing to do that?
I think you're saying he understands something that maybe he doesn't. And I think that you're saying he cares, and maybe he doesn't. And I think he cares about people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying something hateful about his intentions. I don't have any ability to discern that, but I can say this: his means of showing benevolence, or his method of showing care for people, is wrong, because he would have us trade our freedom to show him that we care. Well, that's not showing that you care. That's violating our liberty, and we can't do that. We just can't. We can't go along with this guy, even if he cries on TV. I'm sorry, we can't go along with him. It's just ridiculous assertion that we should let police have that much power.
Yeah, it's actually frightening that someone who teaches law would even suggest that. And you were right. That is what I was asking. Those are all legitimate questions. When you have someone on national television saying these things, and Tucker did a great job coming back, but as I pointed out on the daytime show, we won't go into it now, but there were a number of other questions I would have liked to have seen him ask. But beside the point, he did a super job simply asking, what is it you want to do? Now, that leads me to Feinstein real quick. Then I want to go to a couple happy endings with you, because they're just wonderful, and I love happy ending stories. But can't we all just say every time they default to that Feinstein said nothing would work? And that's what Feinstein said. Her middle name is Ban.
Right. No, you're exactly right. When she says something will work or something is good, it means run from it. If she approves, it's not good. That's a rule. If Schumer approves, it's not good. That's a rule. If Pelosi approves, it's not good. That's a rule. And so we have to steer clear of these things. And right now, it's time for the NRA at this point to bring out their old mantra and stand by it. And that old mantra was stand and fight. Don't give an inch. Don't give half an inch. Don't give a quarter of an inch. Stand and fight. And that's what we need to demand from GOP senators and House members right now.
Well, Trump will. Trump will support. Yeah, I'm confident that. I'm with you on that. I'd like to see the NRA back off this, move away from that statement they made, and just say this is now the time that we have to bring this to the fore. I mean, we've got Scalise out there doubling down. The guy himself who was shot saying we need to move this forward. So it's time the NRA really, really latches onto that and moves. All right, let's go to, now this is great. Armed suspect walks into convenience store, flees amid barrage of bullets. Now, you got to love this, because you got a great high-definition photo taken from the closed-circuit camera that was right there. But this was in Durham, North Carolina. A convenience store shows a suspect enter with a gun and shoot at the clerk, only to flee amid a barrage of bullets when the clerk returns fire. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
Well, it's perfect. That's exactly how it's supposed to work. I love it. And he does flee. He flees awfully fast. And you can see the stuff on the shelves. You can see the bullet making impact. And it didn't take him very long to figure out he was in the wrong store. And the clerk was hurt. I believe the clerk was either nicked or shot directly in the arm. But it would have been far worse if he hadn't been armed.
Well, I'm not. I was looking for this on other national news, and I didn't see it anywhere. Now, it appears...
I didn't see CNN play it either. I mean, it's a very easy video to play. I didn't see them play it. I didn't see NBC play it. So you're exactly right.
I've been looking for it. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for it. If I find it, I'll let you know, listener. I'll let you know. But, you know, this is a good time to mention your piece about Jerry Brown
signing a bill ensuring teachers can't shoot back if attacked. So if this begs the question, if it's okay for the convenience store clerk to send a criminal fleeing under a barrage of bullets, why isn't it okay when our children are at stake? I mean, bags of chips and cigarettes and dip tobacco and everything else and Monster energy drinks and everything are okay to protect with a barrage of bullets and the clerk's life, but not our kids and not the teachers. How does this work?
You're right. No, you're exactly right. But when you approach it the way you just approach it, you render the left's arguments void before they can even make them. It's the right way to approach it, because what we see here is we'll shoot people over a bag of Fritos, but we're not going to shoot them over children. And see, we need to get that understood. The clerk was right. Don't get me wrong. And I know you're saying he was right, too. But it doesn't make sense that the clerk can defend a bottle of vodka, a can of Mountain Dew, and a pack of donuts. He can defend those, but we can't defend a first grader. I mean, that's how twisted. That's how twisted the Democrats are in their thinking.
Have you ever? This is interesting, because I think we have to throw this caveat in here: not just defend the Mountain Dew, but lawfully defend the Mountain Dew, and that makes a big difference. That little nuance. Here's why. So, I ask you this sincerely. I don't know. I don't think I ever have. But have you ever seen a convenience store clerk ever charged for defending the store when it was being robbed?
No, never even heard of it.
I don't think I have either. And I mean, I throw that at you now. It's not like we talked about it. I haven't researched it. I'm asking you that spontaneously on live radio. I don't think I've ever seen that. In fact, I know I haven't ever seen that. So that begs the question then, when we go back to the school, what are we so afraid of? What are the Democrats so afraid of? I don't know that any Democrat would stand up and say that store clerk that sent that thug fleeing under a barrage of bullets did anything wrong, would they? It'd be kind of hard to say he did anything wrong, right?
Right. I agree. And he didn't do anything wrong, but that's your point. But, yeah, so they're not going to say a teacher does something wrong. If a teacher uses a gun, what if the next teacher in the next Sandy Hook-style attack, What if when he's shooting his way into the school, a woman takes good cover, looks around the corner, and puts a .38 round right in his forehead, and the attack's over. So what the school lost is they lost a piece of glass in the front of the school, but not a life won, and the criminal is dead in the parking lot. If that happens,
all right, let me stop you here. Let me ask you, maybe as we go to this break, maybe if our teachers used to be convenience store clerks. Hey, there's the answer. Back with AWR Hawkins right after this. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
It's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Oh, man, the fastest hours in radio. Good heavens. Let me tell you what you got coming up in the next hour. In the next hour, I interviewed Bill Akins, the inventor of the now infamous bump stock. He's out of Pasco County, Florida, and I got to know Bill back in 2007, and I interviewed him extensively and did what turned out to be a great piece on the Akins Accelerator, and you can Google it up, Bill Akins and the Akin Accelerator. Go look at it. Go find it. Go read it. It is a fascinating story, and I interviewed him. I gave a brief synopsis of that piece, and what that does is it gives you the background about how this came about, because everything you're hearing about the bump stock now and what it is, the regulations that the NRA is talking about and that Dianne Feinstein is running her mouth about, things she knew nothing about a week ago because she doesn't matter. She's a political hack. It makes no difference to her. And the things that Marion Hammer are talking about and what the Republicans like John Cornyn and the rest of them are talking about is laid out in the piece that I wrote about Bill Akins, and then subsequently in the interview I did with him this week. We're going to play that interview for you in the next hour, and it's outstanding. You're going to hear from the man who created the device and what he found himself up against when he went up against the ATF, who initially approved the device. Then, after he began investing a ton of money, said, nah, we're going to change our mind. And you're going to hear the difference between modify. Okay, I'm going to read you the Merriam-Webster's dictionary between convert and modify, and you're going to hear the man who invented it talk about it. It's fascinating. All right, armedandresponsible.com. Please make sure to go there. Don't forget that, armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Get all that information. It's great. Take it. Get it. It's absolutely free. The home defense checklist, everything free. Don't find yourself on the wrong side of the law not knowing how to do these things. Please, it's free. It's right there for you. You'll enjoy it, I promise you. Tell me about it after you get it also. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Go to armedandresponsible.com. All right, A.W.R. Hawkins, I know I'm being a little facetious here, but there's logic to my statement. If it's okay that convenience store clerks defend their store in their own life, and the chips and the Mountain Dews and everything else, and even the Diet Cherry Red Faygo, right?
Right.
Isn't that what it is? Diet Cherry Red Faygo?
Diet Strawberry Caffeine Free Faygo. That's right.
There it is. So if they're defending all, there's a story about that, but not enough time. If they're okay to defend that, and if every town's not going to write about it because it blows their narrative out, if the Brady Bunch isn't going to write about it because it blows their narrative out, if the mainstream press can't talk about those convenience store clerks because it blows their narrative out, then maybe we ought, if all of our teachers were former convenience store clerks, they might be trained up. Maybe it would be okay then. I mean, that's a logical conclusion, as stupid as it sounds, isn't it?
Right, yeah. No, it is. It is, and it just, it goes to the heart of the issue, too, which we've already discussed, but these people are never charged. Now, I don't use these people in a pejorative sense, but, I mean, these clerks, they're never charged. They use a gun to defend bags of chips, cans of Mountain Dew in their own lives. They're never charged for that. But we can't let a teacher have a gun to protect a child's life and that own teacher's life. I never get over this. Hawkspring, I believe is how you say her name. She was former principal of Sandy Hook.
Yes.
I'll never get over it. She charged that gunman. She had no gun.
Yep.
She charged him and sacrificed her life. She deserves to be remembered for that and to be honored for that. But the people who put her in that position deserve shame. They deserve to be voted out of their position, whether it's in the school district or at the state level. Whoever made decisions that kept her unarmed, and she might have chosen not to have a gun. That would ultimately be her choice. But whoever set up laws that didn't give her the choice to be armed, let's put it that way, whoever did that should be shamed out of office, should face public ridicule, and should be embarrassed to ever show their face in public again, because this woman had to run at the attacker with no gun in her hand, and she lost her life doing it. But that's what she did to try to save those kids. To me, that's the choice that Californians have now made, the Democrats have. That's where they've just put every teacher in California. That is a shameful, shameful decision.
And they did that how? Let's cover that quickly, because I gave the – we got off topic a little bit. Well, not really, but somewhat, making the comparisons.
They did it with –
What did Jerry Brown just do?
He just signed AB 424, which is Assemblyman Kevin McCarthy's bill, which revokes a district's power to grant permission for teachers with a concealed carry permit to carry on campus for self-defense. So, see, it was already a situation where the only people who could carry were people who received special permission. Those people had to already have a concealed carry permit, which there are very few that they'll give out in California because they're trying to control the population. And, so it was only going to be a few people who could even carry to begin with, but those people were going to be able to defend their lives and defend their students' lives. And now, by signing this bill yesterday, Jerry Brown's basically making an announcement, hey, these teachers are going to be defenseless now. They
That's
ain't
right.
going to be
That's
able
right.
to protect themselves at all. That's how we like it.
What was the impetus for that, do you know? Did a teacher go
no
into
impetus.
A school and shoot it up? No? Nothing like
no,
that?
There's no one. Kid can point to a teacher misusing a firearm. And by a teacher, I mean a concealed carry permitted teacher who carried with permission. No one can find a crime, an incident, an accident involving that teacher. This is just the Democrats doing what they do, which is continue to hedge out Americans' ability to carry guns for self-defense. They keep finding places that we can carry, and they take those places away. That's what they're doing in California.
Incrementalization is the word we made up here on Armed American Radio a couple of years ago. Tim McGraw's gun control friend guides another musician in fight against gun rights. Boy, you know, is Tim McGraw anti-gun? We've got about a minute and a half before we hear that we've got left, just a minute and a half left. So what's Tim McGraw's deal?
Well, to answer that question, I'll answer a question you didn't ask. And by the time I answer it, the answer to your question will be evident. He supported Barack Obama, loved him, raised money, campaigned for the guy. did the same thing for Hillary Clinton. He and his wife both for her. And so that answers your question. But yes, he supports Sandy Hook Promise, which is one of the larger gun control groups to emerge out of the Sandy Hook attack. Sandy Hook Promise pushed confiscation laws in Oregon. They supported the recently enacted confiscation laws there. Sandy Hook Promise opposed an expansion of areas where you could carry a gun concealed as a law-abiding citizen in Georgia. So they're active not just in Connecticut but around the country. And Tim McGraw has a friend who is in that group, and he gave a concert in, I believe it was 2016 or 2015, and 100% of his proceeds went to the group. So however how much he made on one of his concerts, and I don't know how much he makes, 100% of the proceeds went to the gun control group. And so that's Tim McGraw supporting them, and they now support any country artist who dares says he's for gun control. This little group will weasel up next to him and try to be sure that he doesn't turn back and go pro-gun again.
AWR Hawkins, brilliant work as usual, my friend. Thank you so much for your contribution every week, man. Really, really an honor and a privilege to be able to call you a friend and have you here. Breitbart News. You can read everything he writes at Breitbart.com. You can also check him out on Twitter at AWR Hawkins, Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins. Hawkins, 3-time Gun Rights Policy Conference Award winner for a reason. Now you know why. Next, Bill Akins, my interview with him. It is fantastic. You're going to love it. Enjoy it. Tomorrow, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Don't forget. And until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Enjoy the next hour of Armed American Radio, and I'll see you tomorrow, too.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.